Ngong Alier, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Coordinator for Bor County, says more than 34,000 people have been displaced by the new wave of flooding in Bor Town. Alier says most of the displaced are camping in open or in various streets.
There are some areas which have been affected, like Langwa, I'm sure, and many people are being displaced. There are very many areas affected. I can count them one by one. I'm sure. Majung Kley, Panape, Amoyok, Malwalcha, Fatumben, Riyak, Ipanyak, Panliat, Ibacha, I Salam, one side, Indir, Nangba Chidi, Mahau, Arak, Lingwit, and Nigel. Block 10 is also affected in one part there. The agent now, this school has been displaced in different areas, so is the first one is a location. It needs to be allocated in different areas. And then number two, shelters, and so many things.
Asar Mohammed is with the International Organization for Migration in Jonglei State. Mohammed says the IOM is aware of the latest flooding and has provided two excavators to help repair the dike in Bor.
Our teams have been here for the last 15 days. We have been working and looking around. Our assessment tells us that the situation is not as bad as 2020, but this time around, there are few areas which needs to be plugged, and with the support of community and the government, we will be able to overcome that. We have deployed two excavators to move the earth to make sure that there is a mechanical support in terms of building the dikes. At the same time, we have given sandbags and tools to the community who are involved in repairing these dikes. So that's what we are doing at this point.
Some Bor residents and activists blame this second wave of flooding on state officials reluctant to repair a dike on the River Nile. Bor resident John Mayol says, knowing that flooding was imminent, Jonglei state officials should have quickly mobilized resources and repair the dike, which was built to control water from the Nile River so that it would not overflow in Bor town.
It is very unfortunate that the water has also overrun the areas of Imashwar, Tanwar, Panapet, and to the north is that part of Chengdir, Malau, and almost reaching Konayor right now. Something should be prevented before it overran the people living in the area. Something should have been done in the dry season, because the existing dike was not in a good shape. That means it was supposed to be recompacted and another soil added on it, but no one did it. No one called a meeting to see if this disaster can be prevented. So there was no preparedness. And the equipment are now available. But now there is a functional government with all instructions, but they never contributed to preventing the flood.
Residents and activists accuse top state officials of spending most of their time in Juba hotels rather than at their duty stations solving problems facing communities. Jonglei State Deputy Governor Antipas Nyok says state government officials are working with its partners, including the Netherlands, to try to mitigate the flooding.
We are extremely happy this morning to receive His Excellency the Ambassador of the Kingdom of Netherlands, who has visited Bor Town this morning. This is the first time of his kind to visit Bor Town. Behind us here is the entire cabinet of the Jonglei State, the other stakeholders of the government, also members of international organizations operating here in Bor Town. We discuss a couple of issues with the ambassador, especially things to do with the flood management issues and programs which are also ongoing as part of the support of the government of Netherlands to the people of this town and the state of Jonglei at large.
Jalte van Weerend, ambassador of the Netherlands in South Sudan, visited the flood-affected area today. Speaking to reporters afterward, Weerend said Dutch authorities will work with Jonglei authorities to address the flooding.
We've seen and we discussed the problem, the emergency problems that people are facing with the overflow of water from the river and the possible solutions to that. And we are very happy that we could give them an update on where we are in our plans to start a cooperation program with the people of Bor to improve the water management in this area.
According to the United Nations, more than 1 million people were affected by floods in South Sudan from July 2020 to the end of January 2021. State officials say flood-affected people need food, water, emergency shelter, and protection services. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.